Okay. So in the first half of the morning, we were looking at the mandala of practice and spiritual receptivity being supported by the different sides. And then we started focusing on integration. So in that little guided meditation we just did, we started working with grounding ourselves, really feeling our connection with the earth. And then we did that exercise where we opened out to more and more of the senses, just including more and more experience, and just letting the experience be there. So, say with sound, we just let it come to us. We're not having to go out to the sound. We're just receptive, just completely open. And we widened out through touch, hearing, sight, smell, taste, and then the mind sense, until we were including all our experience. And finally, there's a choiceless awareness. We're not deciding where to put our attention. There's just that open awareness. So, towards the end there, somebody started coughing and went out, and I appreciate them doing that, and maybe they needed to for them. But from our point of view, if we're just sitting, there's no need to leave because you'll disturb other people. Because the coughing isn't a disturbance, because everything is included. That includes whatever happens. So we're aiming to cultivate an awareness, an open-hearted awareness to experience as it is, which doesn't shut out certain experiences because they're not spiritual or they're not supposed to happen. Which doesn't pull in experiences which we particularly like. We're just available to whatever's happening. So one practical thing before we go on, I mentioned that transcript of Bhante's from Rajumpa's Repentance. You'll find copies by the doors on your way out as you leave through the doors of integration out into the out there. So you can take them with you. I didn't want to hand them out because you'll inevitably sit there and read them while I'm talking to you, which I don't like. Okay, where should we go from here? Yes, let's do a little bit more about this relaxed awareness, because if we can really get a taste, get a flavour of this relaxed awareness, bringing together deep relaxation and letting go, but not just going flop, with clear awareness, but not tense, not hypervigilant. Modern life is constantly putting us on a sort of amber to red alert. You know, there's yet another kind of thing to respond to. There's another text, there's another email, there's another thing to do, there's another call, there's another thing to buy, and so on. So we end up on this sort of treadmill, and our awareness sort of suffers from that. So we're looking to find a very relaxed, easy awareness. I think we'll do a couple of exercises maybe to help us do that. And then we'll have a bit of a short period of just sitting, and then we'll finish for this morning. So let's just do a little meditative exercise, just 3 or 4 minutes, just to give ourselves a sense. of this relaxed awareness. Yeah, we'll do two of them. So in the first one, we'll just work with the breath. So we come into our body. Sense of warmth, sense of pressure. Connection with the ground. Being aware of our posture. Again, that's relaxed but aware. Now let's bring our awareness into the experience that we call breathing. Starting by just noticing how it is, this breath now, Now for some breaths, let's be as aware as we can, as clearly knowing as possible of the breath, even if that's a bit tight, even if that requires an effort. Really hang on to the breath. Don't let go. A sharp awareness, like a sword of wisdom. A little alarm bell goes off if we're going anywhere else. Just with the breath. Okay. So that was aware, but unsustainable in the long run. So now staying right in that experience of what we call breathing, let's throttle back. Let's see what the minimum amount of effort is that we can use and still stay present with the breath. So we just relax. We find we've gone flop and lost the breath. We sharpen the awareness. So we started with a very sharp awareness, which was probably a bit tense. We relaxed back from that, keeping the awareness. So still doing our best to keep that awake, easy awareness of the breath. Let's take a few breaths, focusing just on enjoying the breath. Relaxed, enjoyable awareness. if we find that point, it feels as if we could sit here doing this for a long time. Now let's just relax, not focusing especially on the breath, focusing on the qualities that we've been bringing to the breath. Like a taste, like a flavor, a feeling. Feeling in the body, feeling in the mind. Present in our experience, alive to our life, but at ease. Enjoying what's there. Maybe that's enough input for one morning. Let's just sit about 10 or 15 minutes.